California voters warned of rules on third-party ballot collection. California law places obligations on third parties who return another person's ballot, the Attorney General reminded voters in a bulletin issued October 28. All registered voters are mailed a ballot, which they can return by mail, place in a drop box, or bring to a polling place, but state law also allows them to entrust their ballot to a third party. Is another way our state makes it easier for people to vote, Attorney General Rob Bonta said in a statement. But to ensure the integrity of our elections, those who accept another person's ballot for delivery have serious responsibilities and, with today's bulletin, we want to raise awareness of those responsibilities. Individuals who return ballots for other voters must include their name and signature on the return envelope and submit the form either in person, at an official drop box, or through the mail within 3 days of receiving it and by the time polls close on November 5. The person returning the ballot cannot be paid or otherwise compensated for the service. Anyone who commits voter fraud, including attempting to vote more than once, changing or destroying a ballot, or forging a signature, among other things, can be charged with a crime punishable by up to 3 years in prison and fines of up to $1,000. Third-party collection boxes are not allowed, and only city and county officials are permitted to offer drop boxes. Federal prosecutors are monitoring activities in counties throughout California to deter election fraud, intimidation, discrimination, and threats of violence, according to an October 28 statement from the Department of Justice. The right to vote is fundamental to our democracy, U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada said in the announcement. My office will be vigilant in upholding the ability of each citizen to vote freely and fairly, without interference or discrimination. He said protecting the elections and the individuals responsible for running the operation is of primary importance. Behind-the-scenes training over the last few months has prepared local officials and law enforcement agencies for coordinated responses in the event of any security issues during the election, according to the statement. FBI agents will be available in field offices to receive allegations of election fraud and other election abuses on Election Day, the statement said. Federal law prohibits all types of violence, threats, and attempts to intimidate or bribe voters. It is also illegal to buy or sell votes, alter tallies, or stuff ballot boxes. California Secretary of State Shirley Weber highlighted voters' rights in an October 28 bulletin and suggested voters read and understand the law. Californians should review the Voter Bill of Rights before heading to the polls to ensure a smooth voting experience, Weber said in a statement. Early voting opened in 29 counties on October 26, and more will open in the days before the general election, with all voting centers open statewide from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Election Day. Same-day registration is available up to and including November 5. Of the nearly 23 million vote-by-mail ballots sent to registered voters in California, more than 5.3 million were already cast as of October 30, according to the Secretary of State's data. More than 3 million ballots were returned by mail, and almost 2 million were dropped off at boxes across the state. The Secretary of State advised Golden State residents to register and vote early to avoid long lines and delays. California is seeing a surge in early voting, and I expect it to continue, Weber said in an October 25 statement. Given the anticipated large voter turnout, there may be longer lines and wait times on Election Day. California voters should not and do not need to wait to vote, they can vote early. Think of November 5 as simply the last day to vote.